This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Following the dramatic ouster of Republican Kevin McCarthy from his role as Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives and coming just days after the House rejected further funding for Ukraine, President Joe Biden said he will be delivering a major speech to convince the American people to continue supporting Ukraine in its defense against Russia's invasion. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wuttakuswara has this report.
As Ukrainian soldiers grind through their counteroffensive, the Pentagon warned that without action from Congress, funding to support the effort against Russia's invasion could run out in months. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre declined to provide further details on the president's speech, but acknowledged in response to VOA's question that American public support is waning.
Yeah, we see the polling and we get that. We understand. But we also believe that it is fundamentally important to our own national security, as well as supporting the brave people of Ukraine, to continue that support.
A lapse in funding could impact Ukraine's battlefields and embolden Moscow. Patsy Wuttakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
The race to replace Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives took shape on Wednesday. Steve Scalise, the chamber's second-ranked Republican, and Jim Jordan, a leading critic of Democratic President Biden, both announced they would seek the post. The two lawmakers could be joined by several other candidates in what could be a lengthy and likely messy battle to succeed McCarthy. A rebellious group of hard-right Republicans led the effort that drove McCarthy out of the Speaker's chair in Tuesday's historic vote. It was the first time the chamber has removed its leader. House Republicans will vote to choose McCarthy's successor on October 11th. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com. The administration of President Biden announced Wednesday it has waived 26 federal laws in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas to allow for construction of a wall along the border with Mexico. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
It marks the administration's first use of a sweeping executive power, often used during the Trump presidency. Starr County, Texas, is part of a busy border wall sector seeing high illegal entry. According to government data, about 245,000 illegal entries have been recorded in the region during the current fiscal year. There are only about 65,000 residents in that area. Environmental advocates say they were shocked with the Democratic administration's reversal to support the construction, arguing that the construction will run through public land and habitats of endangered plants and species. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Typhoon Koinu brought intense winds and rainstorms as it made landfall in southern Taiwan Thursday. Officials say 190 people were injured, but so far no deaths have been reported. Koinu packed unexpectedly strong winds as it approached Taiwan, with a gust of 342 kilometers per hour recorded Wednesday night on the outlying Orchid Island. Schools and offices across the region closed ahead of the storm. Koinu, which means puppy in Japanese, is expected to weaken as it moves west toward southern China. In sports, the Arizona Diamondbacks rallied from an early deficit against the Milwaukee Brewers Wednesday to advance to the next round of the U.S. Major League Baseball playoffs. Here's AP correspondent Chuck Friedman with the details.
Twice the Diamondbacks battled back from early deficits to win the series over the Brewers. Starter Zach Gallen gave up two first-inning runs, but then the Diamondbacks came alive and took the lead in a four-run sixth inning, getting to Brewers starter Freddie Peralta. Manager Torrey Lovullo says team chemistry played a major part.
They fight, they compete, and they're connected. And I've always said, and I think you guys have heard me say, when you're a connected team, I think you're a dangerous team.
Diamondbacks move on to the divisional series against the LA Dodgers on Saturday. Chuck Friedman, Milwaukee.
Repeating our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden said he will be delivering a major speech to convince the American people to continue supporting Ukraine in its defense against Russia's invasion. It comes after the dramatic ouster of Republican Kevin McCarthy from his role as Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, and just days after the House rejected further funding for Ukraine. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter, and remember to download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green, reporting for VOA News.